Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, where's Josh?
All right, so Juice... He may or may not join us. Broadcasting live from a casino in Vegas. We shall see.
Yeah, he's really taking the March Madness to the next level for sure.
For sure, absolutely. Katie was just telling me before that I think this was back in like 2010. Or 2009, she actually went to Vegas during March Madness, St. Paddy's Day, that whole thing. It was nuts. I don't know what it's like now. Maybe Juice can paint us a picture if he comes on, but, you know, it doesn't sound like it's happening. So, too bad, because we have a special guest on the pod today. The Paul Estrada is back. He's making his triumphant return. 2 years in the making. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. 2 years. Paul Estrada has been out of business. It's been a rough couple of years. I need some stimmies hitting my pocket soon. But, it's crazy. No tournament. The defending champion is Virginia. That seems like 10 years ago.
I know. We got...
Virginia. Like, that. It's crazy.
I know. We didn't get to have a tournament last year, obviously, because of COVID. And this season, I mean, I admit it, I haven't... I've maybe watched 5 minutes of college basketball. I mean, it's a shame because I do love college basketball. Obviously, the game is kind of, you know, lost its luster a little bit over the years just due to G League and, you know, going overseas and all that stuff. But now with COVID, I mean, look, I only didn't play for what, like a month and a half? Cuse missed like six games.
I think I only had four separate pauses during the year. You know, I know, like, I follow Syracuse, like, a ton. I'm a huge fan, so I know, like, they had three.
Right.
And you were holding your breath after every single game or practice, like, you're waiting for that tweet, like, so-and-so, whatever team is due to COVID is going on pause. So you're just like, wow, like, when is this going to end? Like, you could be undefeated, top five, number one in the country, then boom, like, your season gets wiped out to COVID. So you've always been waiting for the other shoe to drop this whole entire year.
Right.
So we've obviously never experienced anything like this before. But, I mean, all in all, getting through the year is, you know, it's a pretty impressive feat considering how many teams there are, how many kids are on a team. You know, then you have the managers and student managers. It's hard. And they traveled a lot this year. College football, you have one game a week.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So college basketball, you're talking about three games. You're flying to, you know, say from New York to North Carolina down to Florida within a week. It's a whole different ballgame. But, yeah, I agree. I mean, it's college basketball to me has always been 50%, you know, the team and the players. And 50% fans. You need the fans and the students at the game to make the college game go. That really, I think, draws people to watch it. And without that, it's totally different because the quality is not even close to what the NBA is and the talent level, especially now. I mean, when we were growing up in, like, middle school, high school, we had, you know, Allen Iverson staying for,
right,
you know, whatever. And Tim Duncan staying for 4 years. Tim Duncan stayed for
unheard
4 years.
Unheard of.
In college.
Yeah.
Now, if he was coming out, he's probably getting offered a couple million to go to the G League. And at most, he's playing 1 year at college. So the quality has dipped like crazy.
Yeah.
But I think this tournament, though, it's still going to be extremely enjoyable to watch. Because there's so many teams that can win it, and which will make for, you know, exciting entertainment. We've been dying for entertaining sports, right, for so long,
right,
that no matter what it is, I think we're gonna be into it. even I think even you, like, you may not be like too excited for it right now, but as the games start, you're like, wow, this is awesome. Like, this is, I missed it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I got to think they're going to be on their best behavior. It's all in Indianapolis, right? Indianapolis, right?
Da Babar. It's like a, yeah, it's weird. And some guys, I guess, are complaining about the food. Not too many, but some of the kids and teams are saying the food isn't as good. Other teams are saying this is the best food they had all year. I think it's set up where each team has their own floor in a hotel.
Right.
So it's very well managed. Except they said there was like five referees that they broke protocol and they went out to dinner one night, like, all together. And these are like big time referees. I don't know if you're a college basketball fan, you know a lot of these names I'm going to drop, like, because they're either terrible or they're just on TV all the time. Ted Valentine. They call him like TV Teddy. I don't know if you ever heard of him before.
Okay, no, I haven't.
But anyway, it's like the five most well-known refs, and fans can't stand them. But yeah, they're not allowed to be in the tournament anymore. They got sent home.
Oh, shit.
So now you're going to have replacement refs. And honestly, I don't know. I mean, we complain about refs right now, and if these are the best of the best, then sometimes these replacement refs are like even way worse than these guys. You know what I mean? So it's like be careful what you wish for.
That's crazy. They got sent home. I mean, yeah, the NCAA is not fucking around. I mean, yeah, they've been very, very strict on everything. It seems like every day during the season, you would send kind of like a tweet over with, you know, this game canceled and health and safety protocols and all that shit. And
right.
And you said it, I mean, college basketball is all about the fans, like the Cameron Crazies or who else had like a crazy, Maryland has like a crazy fan base,
yeah.
or Kansas or Kentucky. And yeah, we got to see, we were deprived of all of that, and it just makes the game kind of, and all those teams sucked. Like, are any
well,
of those
look
teams
at, yeah.
in it?
You know? Look at Duke. You wonder, yeah. How much is it, like, their home court advantage and, you know, the refs being intimidated, the other players being intimidated. They were, I think they finished under 500 or very close to it in the conference, and they were 12-12 for the year. Duke. This is Duke. And they have a lot of talent. They have more five-star recruits on their team than even Syracuse will get in 20 years. So they have talent. Yeah, fans, it's a huge, huge difference in part of the game.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's a crapshoot. Like I said, I have no idea what is good. but that's why you're here to kind of give us the lowdown on everything.
So if people want some tips, just, you know.
Holla at your boy. So,
just give me a cut if you win. All right, be respectful.
Yeah. Well, I was telling you and Juice that I'm not in a pool. Well, I might jump in. You know, the Arecchio's pool. Big ups to them. Who are also at a casino right now, doing their thing. And but I'm also at work. I'm in a pool where the amount of orders you put in, you know, I work a sales job, media sales job, the amount of orders you put in, you get a team for each order. And every time that team wins, you win money. So I am going to break down the eight teams that Tone has for the tournament.
Eight of them.
And the Paulistrator.
Wait a minute. So because you got eight sales, you get eight teams?
Yes.
What if you make 100 sales?
Well, this is this is in a like a 2 week period.
I got you.
Yeah, okay. 2 week period.
So no one's probably cracking more than like close to what you got, I'm sure. In 2 weeks.
I'm probably one of the higher ones up there, not to toot my own horn. There are some senior reps who have, you know, a million clients who, you know, spend a lot of money, and that may have like 10 or 12, but yeah.
Eight. Okay, but no one's getting like 30 to 40.
No. Definitely not. Definitely not happening there. So I'm going to go through the teams. You're going to tell me if they're legit or loses. So
loses.
The first one is Vatek.
Oh, that's good. That's a good one.
That's a good one to have.
Tough.
Okay.
They can shoot. They're gritty. Very good coach. That's the old Wofford coach. They took who did they play like 2 years ago? I think Kentucky. They took them down and like they took them real close in like the Elite Eight or Sweet 16.
Okay.
They're good. I saw them play a few times. They're tough.
Okay. So that's good. Liberty.
Good one. Liberty.
Liberty. Liberty.
Don't know anything about them this year. I haven't seen them, but they are a top-notch program for the mid-major level. They have a great coach. So that's another one. I think they're probably, what, 13th seed or 12th seed, I think?
I got to look at the I don't know any. I mean, like you know, like you were saying, I mean, it's kind of a crapshoot. It's anyone's game this year. So, I mean, it probably doesn't even really matter, right? I mean, everyone's kind of, other than Zaga, you know, everyone's kind of like on the same level.
Yeah. Seeding wise, it really doesn't matter. I'm just trying to think who they're playing. I can't find it.
Here, I could try and look real quick. I do have a kind of a bracket here, so to speak. We probably should have.
But that's always, they're a legit program. They're always in it every year. Liberty.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like, oh, so they're playing Oklahoma State. So they're playing Cade.
Wow.
Yeah. Fade for Cade. Hmm. All right, next team. Florida State, the Seminoles.
I actually have them in the Final Four.
Okay.
Okay. My bracket. I watched. They are just athletes all over the place. Okay. Their coach, you know, Leonard Hamilton, right? Old guy. Just he's been pumping out pros lately like crazy.
For real, yeah.
For the past long time. Isaac, so many. But yeah, I have them in the Final Four. They play a ton of guys. They're probably the most athletic team in the country.
Yeah.
Besides Baylor. So, yeah, that's a really good one. Really good one.
Okay. Okay. Missouri. Mizzou.
Ooh, Missouri. They're playing Oklahoma. So, I don't know if you caught the news today. I'm sure it's not really breaking news in the sports world. But Oklahoma had their, I think, leading scorer test positive for COVID.
Oh,
so,
shit.
He won't play.
Jesus.
So, or second leading scorer, but like one of their main guys. So that both of these teams are very comparable. They like to go up and down, but yeah, that's good for you, I guess, you know, for, you take what you can get for Missouri.
Yeah, sure. Sure.
It's better to happen to them than to you. So
yeah, for sure. By the way, I mean, going back to kind of, you know, players getting COVID or almost getting COVID, whatever, wasn't in the beginning of the season someone got really, or was that college football? That was college football.
What, when the guy collapsed or something?
Yeah. Oh, I think it was football. Florida player, right? Didn't he get like
Florida basketball. It was Keontae Johnson, I remember. And
okay.
Yeah, he's good, and it was nothing from COVID.
Oh, it wasn't COVID. Okay.
No, it was not. It was not related to COVID. But yeah, that was scary because that was in the middle of it, and they're like, people are thinking, "Wow, you know, should we be letting these kids play? We don't know what the side effects are," because he actually did have COVID.
Uh huh.
Right. So they're not, you know, the whole thing gets going. How many of these is this going to happen? Is this going to start happening? Like, it's going to be a common thing, you
right?
Know? Like
right.
Every couple of weeks, is a kid going to be dropping onto the floor? How can we let this happen? But thankfully he's good now. It was nothing related to COVID, but yeah, that was scary. That was scary
for sure. Next team, Arkansas, the Razorbacks.
Okay, so man, I love Arkansas. I really do. They have I want the Knicks to draft this guy so bad. He's a guard, big shooting guard.
Okay.
Got the best name ever.
Okay.
Moses Moody. Big up,
Moses Moody.
Moses Moody. Moody. Oh. Imagine having Moses Moody on your team. Like, you're going to win. You're going to win.
Moses. Okay.
Moody, yeah. So
Moses
anyway,
Moody, I like it.
They're good. They're really fun. They can score.
Okay.
But they're playing Colgate, the pride of New York.
Okay.
Where is Colgate? Western New York, right? That's, like Central New York?
It's
or?
Like, it's near, I want to say, yeah, it's up west of Albany. Maybe a little north.
Oh,
like,
well, definitely way west of Albany. I want to say it's like near Ithaca or some shit.
Yeah. Around that area, I think. Right?
Isn't that where all like the Super Trooper, all the Super Trooper Beer Fest guys, that whole crew, they all went to school at Colgate?
They all went to Colgate. Yeah, I remember seeing that. Yeah. So I'm sure they'll probably be at this game.
That's another thing.
I have them.
Is there going to be fans at the... They are allowing fans?
Yeah, there will be.
Okay.
I don't know the whole protocol, the capacity, but yeah, they're going to have some fans there.
Okay.
But yeah, I have Colgate winning.
The whole thing?
So, no, this game.
Okay. I was like, damn.
Yeah, Joan.
Freaking. Hey, you never know.
Yeah, that'd be, wow. You never know, I honestly.
Some people wait a lifetime for a moment.
One shot. Who's that? Luther Vandross?
Yeah, Luther Vandross.
Luther.
Yeah.
How's Luther? Is he still alive now or what? What's he doing?
I mean, I feel like last I checked, he was like 800 pounds. But
I'm not sure
if he's dead or alive. Huh. No. Anyway.
Anyway, I hope you're doing good, Luther. Sorry.
Yeah. So Arkansas good. So pretty much every team I've given you so far, except for like Liberty.
Wait, so I'm curious. Like out of all these teams that you could have gotten, you could have gotten 4 16 seeds and like 4 15 seeds if it was random.
Yeah, I mean I don't know. Yeah, because there was one rep on our team who got like a lot of 1 and 2 seeds. And it was just kind of luck of the draw type thing. Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You have Liberty, the highest, which is 13. And then Virginia Tech, which is like a 10. And then the rest of them are all pretty high, no?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't checked the seeds. Again, this tournament this year is like, I feel like it's like a crapshoot. I feel like it doesn't even really matter. It's like, you know, it's going to be madness. You know what I mean? I got three more teams. Next one is VCU. VCU, Virginia Commonwealth.
Atlantic, A-10 conference.
Okay.
They used to be like a Cinderella, but now they've turned into...
Right.
They're in this every year from Shaka Smart, Anthony Grant coaching. And do you know the last coach for that? Where he's coaching now, Tone, or no?
That was... the last coach before Shaka?
No, after, and then he's all involved with the FBI now. He was on the HBO documentary. He's known for saying, "I'm going to give him a strong ass offer."
I have no idea.
Will Wade, and if you follow John Rothstein on Twitter, he's like the biggest college basketball guy.
Yeah, Rothstein for sure. Yeah,
in the world, like he always gives nicknames for these people.
Okay,
like, sayings, quotes, T-shirts. And it's like Will Wade, American gangster. That's the LSU coach who just literally just pays everyone to go there.
Yeah.
But yeah, he used to be at VCU. But legit program. And who are they playing again?
So they are playing. Let me see here. I probably should have wrote down who they're playing, but
I'm having trouble.
I have
them.
A bracket right here. Let's see. Oregon. Oregon.
Oh, Oregon.
Yeah.
Oregon's going to win.
Or is it Oregon? I still don't know. I've had so many people tell me, oh, it's Oregon or it's Oregon. I still don't know. I think it's Oregon.
I think I switch it every day.
Literally,
say something different.
Yeah, I just say
Oregon,
something different.
Oregon. Yeah. I think Oregon. I say more, though, Oregon.
I think Oregon is kind of like the way New Yorkers say it or East Coast people say it, but it's really Oregon. I don't know.
you say route or route? Route. Route 59, right? Route 59.
I say route, but I also say route.
Route.
I also say route when it's like, oh, you should have taken that route. But like when it comes to like Route 59 or Route 303, or, you know what I mean? Like I'll say route. So I guess I switch it up.
Yeah, me too, which is weird because
yeah,
I don't understand.
I don't get
whatever.
It. Whatever. Okay, so this next team, like, I didn't even know existed. Obviously, like, you know, March Madness.
Hold on, let me guess. Hold on.
Okay.
North Carolina Greensboro.
No.
Abilene.
No, but that's a weird one. Oral Roberts is a weird one, too. I saw that one. Oral Roberts.
Winthrop. Winthrop.
Nope, not Winthrop. Nope.
Morehead State.
No.
Nope.
You know Morehead State because that's where Kendon Faried went.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe I'm because I'm
you're close. You're close.
Some of, the, you some of them say some of them say playing games, so I, it's not showing the name. Maybe that's why. Eastern Washington.
No.
Nope. You were close with the state part. I'll say that.
Oh. So it's not Santa Barbara.
No.
No.
Damn it.
Do you want me to tell you?
Utah State.
No.
No.
Hartford.
Nope.
Well, Hartford's not a state. Cleveland State.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, yeah. They're not winning that game. I'm sorry.
No, I know. But I found that funny. I was like, I didn't even know Cleveland State was a thing. I didn't even know that existed. So.
Well, I know them because I think when Devendorf was playing at Syracuse, they hit. This is when Syracuse was like really good.
Right.
Cleveland State hit a three-quarter buzzer beater bank shot to win the game, and like in the early season. So that's why I always remember Cleveland State.
Jeez. With that being said, guess Tone's eighth and final team. Yes,
yeah.
Sir. Yep.
That's good mojo.
Yeah.
Good mojo right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I was happy to get the Cuse because I was gonna root for Cuse anyway. So now I'm like really like rah rah. Now what's their chances?
Win what? Just to win the first game?
Just to win. Period. Do they have a shot at all, or is it like? Eh?
Oh, all? No, yeah. Absolutely not.
Okay. Oh.
No.
Oh well.
I'll be ecstatic if they get past the first weekend to get to the second weekend.
Okay.
But no, they have, I mean, San Diego State, they're playing in the first round. They're tough. That's a very good team. And then they'll probably play West Virginia if they win, who's like just, it's a terrible matchup for Syracuse. They're more of like a finesse team right now. They're not like a typical,
yeah,
you know, big athletic and strong. West Virginia is all that. And Illinois is in their bracket. They have this dude from Queens, Kofi Coburn.
Oh, I like that name.
Who's like, yeah, it's actually spelled C-O-C-K, Burn.
Okay.
So, you know, when, because he was a big recruit coming out of North, I was like, wow, that sucks. Like, his name is Cockburn. But it's Coburn. It's Kofi Coburn.
Kofi Coburn. All right.
Yeah, but he is like Shaq. He's freaking huge.
Huge.
He's gigantic. Okay. He's on Illinois. So I have Illinois winning that bracket, and Oklahoma State's in that bracket. It's a pretty loaded bracket with that. So yeah, you know, they could win the first game, maybe two, but after that, nah.
Okay. All right. So
I'm trying to think of your best chance, your team.
Yeah, which of the eight teams I just broke down to you? I mean, I don't know if you wrote them down. Here, I'll go through them real quick again.
Florida State. I have them in the final four.
Okay, what's your final four then? What's your final four?
You know, it's pretty chalky. Gonzaga, Baylor, Illinois, and Florida State. So three ones and a four. But I just couldn't. I'm sure that won't happen. I just couldn't. These teams have been really, really good all year.
Sure.
And haven't had many disruptions. So I'm just going with them.
And who are the final two? Who's the winner?
I have Gonzaga versus Illinois, with Illinois winning it all.
Holy shit. So this is how disconnected I am from this college basketball season. I had no idea. Because Illinois, they haven't been good since what's his face?
Darren Williams, Luther Head.
Yeah, yeah. Darren Williams. I can't, you know, shouts to Adam. That was his boy. But yeah, he hasn't been good since like they haven't been good since like those days. So that's hilarious. Nah. Like you have them winning at all. They're that good now.
Yeah, they got some big recruits the past couple of years, and okay. Yeah, they're legit. They look great this year.
Okay, Illinois.
But I'm kind of hoping for Gonzaga to win it all. I think Mark Few has been amazing there for so long. He kind of deserves to finally get over the hump.
They've been legit for what, 20 years or over 20 years? I mean, you know,
I think it was
Santangelo. Like,
you know, yeah. Oh God.
Gus Johnson.
Like the late 90s.
Yeah, that was 99.
Yeah. So at least, and they were good like before that. So probably like 95 to now. So 25 years. Yeah.
And they've never won it. They're about always that. In it. They're always competitive.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Wow. Crazy. Yeah, that'd be cool. You know. I mean, are they still undefeated?
They are.
Okay.
They almost got beat in their conference tournament. They were down by a lot, but they came back. For them, I was almost hoping they would lose, because you kind of want. There's a lot of pressure trying to go undefeated.
Right.
Obviously.
Yeah.
You know, the tournament's enough when you're not undefeated. When you're undefeated in the tournament, like that's brutal. So if they were coming off a loss, you kind of get, you know, more motivation.
Right.
It's fresh in your mind that you just lost. And but yeah, I mean, that'd be amazing if they went undefeated. Or how much would that suck? You get all the way to the championship game and you lose. Like, the only game you lose all the year is the championship. That would be beyond heartbreaking.
Like the Patriots to the Giants.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you can tell Brady, he's no matter what, he could win 50 championships. That's always going to be on his mind.
Oh, hell yeah.
Just eating at him all the time.
Yeah.
And Giants fans, like, they have that over Patriots fans. Or
forever.
For any fan base in the world, like, oh, yeah, well, we beat an undefeated team in the Super Bowl. So,
and then we beat them a few years later again in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, Giants, they can hang their heads on that one.
Freaking G-Man.
So that's a good segue into NFL free agency, which really got crazy the last few days. G-Men seem like they're the top contender for Galladay, receiver from the Lions, who, you know, I hope they get him. I mean, I have a Lions fan source in my life, and he's like,
who?
A guy I work with. Shouts to Eric. He grew up in New York, but he's a Lions fan. Barry Sanders, I guess. So yeah, he said Galladay's a great player, but just kind of, you know, injury prone, always injured. So have at it, Giants.
I think the Giants might think he's a knucklehead.
A knucklehead. He's a knucklehead.
Yeah, apparently they want to meet him in person. They want to meet him in person, like they have some reservations about him.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I want the Jets to get him.
Yeah, I haven't seen any rumors of the Jets getting him, but the Jets have been cleaning up. They got, what's his face? Corey Davis. Is that his name? Am I getting it right?
Yeah.
Corey Davis,
yeah, which
from the Titans.
He could easily be number one. Him and Mims will be a very good one and two.
Oh, yeah.
They got that linebacker from the Lions, who was a former first-round pick. And apparently there was a big market for him. He wasn't used to his strengths in Detroit. And what the Jets are doing, they're banking on their coaching staff to coach these guys up. And, you know, that they can fit in their system. I love the pass rusher, Lawson.
Yes.
That they got, I think.
Finally got a pass
everyone,
rusher.
Everyone's been saying, you know, he's the best one since John Abraham, which is from like 1924.
Yeah.
So finally, we can maybe hit a quarterback.
It's so weird. How long we've been screaming for a pass rusher, and they finally like prioritize that in free agency. Like finally.
Yeah.
Like it's comical. It took them this long, but. Yeah, so far so good.
What's really weird with this whole free agency with the Jets, normally you would hear a lot of stuff leaking
right
on Twitter or the media. There's nothing. Nothing. These beat writers have no idea what's
nothing.
Going on.
Yeah.
Even the national guys, they have zip, which is it's good. There's no leaks anymore. I feel like with the Rex era and even before that, it was always... there's a lot of like drama and just BS. Now we don't hear anything until they actually like, oh, they're signing this guy, and we get like, oh wow, we didn't even know
right
we were dealing with them. So I think Joe D knows what he's doing.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, I'm sure they still got more money to spend. I mean, the Patriots went crazy. They got, you know, two tight ends, Hunter Henry, and who was the other one? The hell's his name?
Jonnu Smith.
Jonnu Smith, right. So, you know, Belly loves his tight ends, and then he spent some money on a bunch of other people. And I guess they're rolling with Cam, and they'll probably draft a quarterback. But, yeah, very unlike them to do this. But, you know, maybe he's feeling the heat. You know, his boy Tommy left him and wins a Super Bowl.
That's definitely a lot of it.
Right.
100%.
Right.
100%.
So, yeah, it's interesting. Other than that, I mean, you know, who else? What other free agents? I mean, you know, obviously the quarterback's moving. I mean, the Bears went and got Dalton, which is kind of funny.
Did you see what they offered Seattle?
No.
It was like 3 first rounders, a second rounder, and 2 starting players.
Jesus.
That's a lot.
For Russ. No. Okay. Yeah, because Russ to Chicago was like the biggest rumor.
And they said no.
Wow. So that kind of proves it right there. Russ isn't going anywhere.
No. If they didn't take that, then they'll probably run it back one more year and then get rid of him. But yeah, free agency is weird. It's just, I feel like even a few years ago, like it was a lot bigger. People, like they'd be visiting. They're like, oh, you know, he's at the facility. He's been there for 2 days. They're going to this dinner, like steakhouse or whatever. Now it's
COVID.
They don't even visit. Yeah, it's
they do a control. Zoom. Like, they do a Zoom.
Okay, I'm coming there.
Yeah,
yeah. It's not like it used to be like a college recruiting visit where these guys are flying all over the place. Now it's just totally done remotely.
Yeah, yeah. Oh well. Yeah. The deadline is when? The 25th. So we have another week?
Yeah, I think that. Yeah.
Okay. Do you envision anything crazy happening? Obviously, like, I think a Watson trade's probably not going to happen until, what, like, August? Like, I feel like it's going to be right to the fucking nitty. And they just signed, Texans just signed Tyrod Taylor to, like, a one-year deal, I think.
If you're the Jets, you can't wait until August. So.
Right.
And then if you're the Texans, who are you going to be able to trade him to? Everyone's going to have a quarterback.
Right.
So are you just going to be like, okay, I'm going to not pay Deshaun Watson for him to sit home and have some like retread quarterback be your like, what kind of future is that?
Yeah.
What are you doing? You know, because if you wait a year, your leverage just every day it goes down and down and down and down.
Yep. For sure. Yeah, you know, I think it's going to happen, definitely. Who was I think Peter Schrager, he was on Bill Simmons, and he thought it would definitely go till, like, August or right before the season starts, but I don't think so. I think it's going to be sometime this spring, out of nowhere, you know? It's just going to come, like, when no one's even thinking about it or talking about it. Boom, you know?
Yeah.
Some blockbuster move.
It has to be. So with the Jets, I don't know what they're going to do. You can't just put all your eggs into one basket with him.
Right.
So I think it's going to come down to three. You're going to have one of the quarterbacks will be Darnold, Watson, or Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
For the Jets.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, for sure.
There's probably not any other option, right?
It's going to be one of those three guys. Most likely. I mean, you never know, but that's what I'm thinking. One of those three. So, I mean, the hype seems real on Zach Wilson, so whatever. It's so funny, though, with Sam, right? How many tweets a day do you see, like, oh, one NFL executive thinks he's a stud, and oh, one NFL executive thinks he's, you know, sucks. Like, I can't get like, it's so all over the place with Sam, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's got me all, like, fucked up. Like, what is he? Like, we're Jet fans, and we still don't know.
Well, I'm the same way. I don't know.
Yeah.
Some days I wake up, I'm like, he's the man.
Yeah.
He can be the guy. And then I was like, nah, he hasn't proved it. He's
right.
Trash. Get him out of here. You know, it's not going to end well. I don't know.
Well, it's weird because the Niners seem like a heavy favorite to sign him, and it makes all the sense, but it's kind of funny because what's-his-face, Shanahan, like his offense is now kind of like the Jets offense, the new offense, right? Because we have like the whole staff.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's very, very similar.
Yeah. So it's a lot of throwing off the run, which is Sam is best at. So it's like, fuck it, run it back with him then, you know, if you think you can utilize that. But who knows, man? It's tough. It's just going to be a tough decision.
Yeah, I don't envy Joe. It's this is going to shape his whole entire career as a Jet GM.
Right. Right.
Because if he messes this one up, then that's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're done.
We'll see. We'll see. But so far, I like their free agency. Giants, they might sign Big Cat Leonard Williams, which go ahead with that one. I mean, he balled out for that contract.
But
they already did sign him. Yeah, I'm sorry. That happened yesterday. Big, a huge contract.
God, huge.
Man. Huge.
Huge.
Yeah. So, good luck.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
I can picture him like being good this year, and then after this year, just kind of like,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we shall see. One thing I wanted to get into, which we haven't talked about in a while and is very, very quiet and low key starting, I think today it starts sometime soon, is Major League Baseball. Remember that? Remember Major League?
What is that?
Baseball?
What is?
I mean, it's sad, man. I used to love baseball, and I just, there's like zero hype. I have no idea what's happening. You know, I could probably tell you the Yankees lineup, but I'm just like not. Even on Twitter, it's like you don't see a ton of it talked about. Like I have no idea. Are you excited for the baseball season?
Not really. I'm excited to go to a Yankee game. Hopefully, that's okay. What I'm.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's cool to have, you know, every night a Yankee game on. That's cool if you want to watch like sports. If you know, it's on pretty much every night.
And Yes is coming out with an app now. Finally, took them long.
Yeah, what the hell took them so long?
I don't know. It's fucking weird.
Why does MSG get one?
They do have one. MSG Go.
They do. Is the quality better than the TV?
I mean, I know how you hate that MSG quality. I mean,
I can't watch it anymore. It's unbearable.
I mean,
I don't know how you guys don't like notice it.
I notice it, but I just look at it as it's not as good as like ESPN or TNT. But I mean, it's okay. Maybe it's just your TV.
No,
I don't.
It's terrible. Like yeah. News 12 is better. It's a joke for the money that they have. MSG in the
right.
They're all sports. Their bread and butter is sports. Rangers, Knicks. You should have the top feed for HD.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Like it's a joke. It's choppy. And I'm curious if the app is better. Shit, I'd rather than I watch it on my phone. It's like it's a brand new TV I'm watching on, and it's still choppy.
Yeah, it might be a little better on the digital. I guess it's not too much of a difference if I'm being honest. The thing that sucks is,
well, now I know what it is. I think now it's like in my head.
Yeah.
So I can't. It's just I'm thinking about it all the time. So.
Right. 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 Yeah. Well, the Amazon Fire Stick does not have the MSG Go app. It used to. It doesn't anymore. So I can't watch it on the big screen. So I only watch on my laptop or my phone.
We need to get another Fitzy.
Yeah, what happened? Yeah, Fitzy was legit, and then it just fucking, I don't know, I guess
Adobe,
someone caught up to it.
Adobe sued him.
Oh, okay.
So they had to stop.
Gotcha.
First of all, what does Adobe have to do with cable companies?
Who knows? Maybe a bigger cable company owns Adobe and just was like, nope, not happening.
Yeah. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. So, I mean, that was like too good to be true. Hopefully.
Yeah.
There could be another thing. The thing I don't get is though, if you have the login info, right?
Right.
Shouldn't you be able to log into, like, shouldn't there be a all for one cable app on like a Fire Stick, like a TV from anywhere, like an Optimum app where you can watch your Optimum from like on your Fire Stick.
Well, cable.
Maybe they limit it to one other user, but shouldn't that be available? I would think.
Cable companies, first off, people are cutting the cord every day.
But now you're actually paying, I feel like, more with all these people cutting. They're like, yeah, I have YouTube TV, I have Sling, I have this. I'm like, okay, so you're probably still paying $150 a month instead of just having regular.
I don't think
cable.
So. I think YouTube TV, I mean, don't quote me on this, but I think it's pretty cheap. Same with Sling. And if you have YouTube TV, you probably don't have Sling. If you have Sling, you probably don't have YouTube TV. You probably only use one of them. But what I am worried about is people are cutting the cord like crazy. Like Katie and I, if we didn't, you know, if our condo complex didn't have like a fixed cable package into our rent, we wouldn't have cable. We would have just went with Amazon Fire Stick, you know, and just streamed everything. But like more and more people are doing this, and like cable companies are starting to freak out. And the same thing with like, you know, corporate media, like CNN, you know, people are not watching CNN, MSNBC, Fox. People are streaming independent media.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like, what's going to happen to like all these apps and streaming services, and what's going to happen to like independent media and stuff like I feel like all of it's going to be like just shut down, and we're going to be like forced to buy cable packages, and I don't know, it's scary kind of like where things are going.
They won't be able to end it, but they'll find ways to kind of curtail it. So they lost a lot of money, man, with all this stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. But back to like baseball. I mean, Yankees seem like they're going to be legit. Red Sox was. I mean, LeBron just bought the Red Sox, which is kind of funny. I mean, what was that about? That came out of nowhere. What the hell was that?
Yeah, big Yankee fan.
Yeah,
like, I'm never going to tell. Be like, oh, you know, obviously he's making money, he's doing this. I'm never going to say, hey, don't.
Right.
But what the hell, man? If you're a really Yankee fan, are you really? Well, you can obviously buy whatever you want. You're buying the Red Sox out of all teams. You can make money in other ventures. What are you doing with the Red Sox?
Well, once he went back to Cleveland, I mean, he was like an Indians fan. He was at all the Indians games. Actually, when the Yankees played the Indians, remember in the playoffs, they like went to LeBron and he was like bugging out in the box. You remember that? Was that against the Yankees?
Yeah.
So he's, you know, he flip-flops. I mean, he's, you know, he's clearly just kind of like a front runner or whatever. Yeah, but
LeFraud.
LeFraud, exactly. LeChicky, LeFraud, LeBum. Don't you love that? Like on Twitter, like every time now you see all these NBA Twitter handles tweet something, like the first comment is LeChicken would never, LeBum would never. Do you notice that? It's like some stupid Twitter thing. But him and I guess Maverick Carter and like their whole team, they were part of a group that bought the Red Sox. I was like, that came out of nowhere. It was kind of weird, but whatever. I mean, he also, you know, LeBron also owns part of, I think, Liverpool in the Premier League soccer.
Right.
Yeah. So he's just kind of like diving into, you know, I mean, the guy's going to be a billionaire, you know.
He'll own any year now. He'll own a big NBA team in our lifetime.
100%. He'll own the Cavs. He'll own the Cavs.
Like the Lakers, Cavs, Knicks. He'll own
one of them.
One of them.
Well, Knicks, I don't know because he has like zero affiliation with them. But you never know. He had zero affiliation with the Red Sox.
Exactly. You never know. He's gonna own an iconic franchise or the hometown team. 100%.
Yeah. I'm thinking the Cavs eventually. But I mean, as far as baseball, I mean, who else is going to be good? I mean, the Mets, are they going to be, you know, we need to have a Met fan, you know, we need to have like DJ or Bobby or one, you know, whoever's listening, if you're a Met fan, you know, we need to have some Met fans on because I don't know what they're going to be. But who else is going to be good out there? Like, the Braves are going to be good again, or the Dodgers.
Braves will be good. Dodgers are the favorite.
Yeah.
I think the Mets will be good. I think they'll be very good.
Okay.
Their pitching is legit.
Pitching.
Very legit. And Lindor.
No Cano, but Lindor, they got Alonso still.
The White Sox have a ton of young people, young guys. Really, really good.
So they're a sneaky team.
Yeah, really good.
Okay.
Outside of that, though, I'm not too sure.
Will the Astros be good? again?
I think Verlander's out.
Okay.
He hurt. He should be washed anyway. That guy, there's no way that guy hasn't been taking performance enhancers.
I mean, he's like a million years old. It's crazy.
10 years, he's getting stronger and stronger, yeah. Throwing harder. I'm like, now he finally, his arm fell off. Like, come on, bro.
Yeah.
You're not fooling anybody.
Right. Right.
I can't stand that guy. Cocky bastard. He's definitely a cheater. That whole franchise, all of them. Who knows what they've been doing?
I know. And they almost
screwed them.
They got pretty far last year too. It was kinda like, uh-oh.
Oh my god. If they won,
yeah.
Dude. Oh my god.
Yeah, that would have been disaster.
Disaster.
But yeah, I mean it was really hard to watch with no fans last year. I think this season, you know, now we'll see some fans. You know, obviously, like, New York, it won't be packed. California, I don't think California is allowing any fans still in all their sporting venues. But, yeah, we definitely need fans back. We need normalcy. And I think MLB is desperate for that, too, you know.
They need to.
They
lost a shitload of money.
Yeah.
162 games, 81 home games for each team. Like, that's a lot of money.
Are they back to a regular schedule? 162? They're back, right?
I want to say 150.
Okay. Which is fine. I mean, it's still a lot of games. But...
Whatever. Yeah, it's ridiculous how long it is anyway.
I think 120 is like, that's the sweet spot for baseball.
120. Yeah.
But
yeah, start a little bit later. Have
right.
the playoffs a little earlier. I mean, I'm sorry, but playing games when it's April 3rd and it's 38 degrees with snow showers is not
it's
a good time to play
baseball.
It's
not necessary. It's not. Yeah. No. Yeah, it's going to be... listen, I'm definitely going to, you know, I'm still going to tune in and watch, you know, Yankee games. I mean, it's tough for me to sit down and watch a whole game.
Yeah.
And really just...
It's good background. It's good background.
It's good
noise.
Background,
like, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. You know? Put something else on. Like, maybe I'll put the Yanks on, like, the laptop and then have something on the big screen. You know? Something like that.
Sure.
You know? Yeah. I wish I had that same love for baseball like I used to. It's just... It's tough now. But, yeah. And, you know, I feel for the game. Kind of, you know, seems like it's lost its luster. And they're trying to figure it out, right? Like, they're trying to, like, try different things, different rules, and tweak it a little bit to get that younger generation into it, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. What else did we want to get into? I've been watching so many.
Where's Josh?
Juice. Yeah, Juice never jumped on. Oh well. Must be having a party.
He's having a big party.
Having a party.
Did you have corned beef today or what?
I did. We have a cafe, Emma Clary's Cafe, around the corner from here. And
happy St. Patty's Day.
Oh, yeah. Got the corn,
nice.
Corned beef with, sauerkraut with the Swiss cheese and Russian dressing and on the marble rye, you know, it was good. How about you?
That's fire.
Did you get any, you have any potatoes?
Nope. Well, actually, kind of, yeah. I had, like, a little soup with some potatoes in it. That's about it. I didn't have cabbage. Normally, I have the corned beef, but...
Right.
I just didn't have it today. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Irish food, no offense to the Irish. Not the best, you know? It's not a...
Yeah, there's not too much variety with
that. No. It is kind of sad, though. Like, you know, obviously, like, New York City... You know, I used to work in the beer business and, like... St. Patty's Day was like the biggest day, you know, that and July 4th were like, you know, and Thanksgiving Eve. Those were like, the 3 days, you know, where you did like kind of like the most volume in New York City. I mean, I know they can have some capacity, but not having full capacity, it's just, you know, it's kind of a shame. It's probably,
yeah, it's tough.
2 years in a row now, right? Not what it used to be. And in Vegas, I got to think, I mean, you know, we'll find out from Juice, but you know, everyone's got to wear masks wherever they are, probably, right? I mean, Nevada didn't drop their mask mandate, did they? So, that's going to be kind of eh, you know?
Yeah, I don't think, I don't know if the pool parties, I think the pool parties are still going.
Okay. But do you have to wear a mask at the pool party? Like, it's one thing inside a casino, but, like, at the pool party wearing a mask, that's, like, really?
You know what? They probably make you wear it, like, in the line. Then when you go in, you sit down. And then right when you sit down, you stand back up and you take it off. And then it's, like, a free-for-all.
Right.
Probably like that.
I wonder if you have to, like, test. Like, are they testing people before going in these pool parties? Like,
no way. Maybe. Probably temperature. That's it.
Okay.
But, I mean, they couldn't afford two summers in a row without, or spring breaks without,
right,
their bread and butter. So I just don't think they care anymore.
Right.
Honestly.
Juice will have to break it down to us how it is out there. But yeah.
I have a feeling he's going to call in like when we're off at like 11 o'clock and be like, who are you?
Where are you guys? Yeah, they're probably placing their bets now. The tournament starts Thursday. Yeah. Normal time and stuff. Yeah, I'll definitely, you know, I'll have it on as background and, you know, be following it. And, you know, it's the first, that pool I was explaining, you know, it's the first time I've done something like this. And then, you know, I'll probably jump into, the Arecchio's pool as well. So you have some homework to do. You need to watch this Hip Hop Uncovered.
Oh yeah,
doc on FX.
Well, then you gotta watch Snowfall.
I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of episodes now. How many episodes per season?
About 10 or 12. 10 to 12.
10 to 12. How many seasons?
This is season 4.
Season 4. All right.
So it's kind of like on that like cusp where it's like, it's not too much, but it's like something.
It's kind of an investment, sure. I mean, I don't really have any shows I'm watching, so. But Hip Hop Uncovered, I mean, I think it's at 6 episodes. I don't know if it's still going. It's a docuseries. It's so good. I mean, it's like right up your alley. I mean, it covers 5, I guess you could say, hustlers/gangsters who were heavy in the hip-hop game, or still heavy in the hip-hop game, some of them, like behind the scenes. And you know, you've heard some of the names: Haitian Jack,
yeah,
Big U, Trick, Deb, Bimmy. So those are the 5 it covers. They talk a little bit about Jimmy Henchman too, but he's in jail for like life. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, Bibby's my third cousin.
Oh, sure. Yeah, Bimmy. Yeah.
I know, baby.
But yeah, it's great. I'm of the 6 episodes, I'm like halfway through the 5th one, and it's amazing. It's so good.
So that's it. Like, you think that's it though? Like, you're not gonna have any more after that? You don't think, right?
I'm not sure. I gotta look into it. But Noriega, he's got his podcast, Drink Champs, and he had all of them on recently, and they kind of went into some other shit that like wasn't on the doc, but. Yeah, these people were like so ingrained in the game. Like, you learned so much about like behind the scenes stuff. Obviously, like Haitian Jack, I knew a lot, you know, just because he was connected to Tupac and, you know, all that. You know, he was actually the inspiration for Tupac's character in Above the Rim.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah,
Haitian Jack is a very, like, I don't know, like, all the details, but I've always heard that name and how much, like, influence he had with a lot of people.
Yeah, he was a real dude. He was a stick-up kid, you know, from East Flatbush, and just kind of made his name at a young age. And he like dated Madonna, and you know,
Haitian Jack dated Madonna.
Yes, yeah, they get into that. He was the one who introduced Madonna to Pac, which is kind of crazy.
Actually, who hasn't dated Madonna?
I know, at this point, right? Well, let's see: Sean Penn, Pac, Haitian Jack.
Avicii?
Nah, they didn't date. Britney Spears? Nah, they just tongue kissed. Yeah,
I feel so, like, did you say Mike Tyson?
Oh yes. So he was good friends with Mike Tyson too. Yep.
Yeah, I feel like he's like involved too with that.
Yeah, because they
Madonna.
They came
Madonna's
up.
Madonna's been all over.
Oh, for sure. But yeah, Haitian Jack and Mike Tyson were tight. And yeah, it's so crazy how these guys, you know, they make their name on the street, and then somehow they're like, you know, they're running with like rap's biggest names. Like Bimmy was down with Run DMC at their height, you know. Deb, you know, she obviously started to manage like all these big names. and Trick Trick with Eminem, and Big U with like a bunch of people, but mainly, you know, West Coast rappers. And
I think I'm gonna start tomorrow.
Oh yeah, it's so good. You'll be hooked. You know, hour episodes. And then I've been watching this Hip Hop Evolution on Netflix, which is like 16 episodes, and it's all different. It's another docuseries, and it just covers a whole bunch of different shit, different topics all over hip hop. You know, different cities, right, and different, you know, stories and origins and stuff like that. So yeah, hip hop docs. I don't know. And the Tekashi one.
How'd you like that?
I thought it was really good, you know. I didn't know too much about his upbringing, so it kind of, you know, explains a lot. He had a pretty fucked up upbringing, and it's just crazy to think he's still running around, right? You know, like...
like nothing's changed.
Nothing, yeah, he's on witness protection, you know, he's clearly hiding, he's on witness protection, you know, and still going live on Instagram, and, you know, he'll drop a song, and... it'll be hot for a minute, and then it'll just fizzle out, and that's pretty much him, you know? I don't know if he'll ever be able to, like, do a live show again or, you know, be out in public again.
Isn't he, like, I saw on either Twitter or whatever that now he has a problem with, like, Meek Mill and...
Yeah, well, him and Meek, they ran into each other in, like, a parking garage somewhere, and he has this all on video, and they're like, he's like, yo, come on, yo... Let's fight, yo, fuck you. You know, just, like, talking shit. Meanwhile, he's got, like, 10, like, offensive linemen, like, guarding him. And Meek Mill has, like, 10 offensive linemen, like, guarding him. Like, how gangsta are you? You got all these fucking, you know, security guards, like, to protect both of you. Like, this is pathetic. So, it was stupid. Stupid!
Yeah, he's such a... I mean,
he's just a troll. He's just a troll.
Yeah, he's not. He's definitely not an idiot because he knows how to. He's working the whole entire system.
Right.
I think he knows he's a piece of shit. Yeah. Like what he's that, you know, he's getting these young people to look up to him.
Right.
I think he's smarter than that. He's not ignorant to that aspect, but he doesn't care because he's selfish.
He knows how to get attention. Like he's a brilliant marketer. I mean, just like amazing marketer. That's probably his best asset.
And it was crazy. I felt bad for the gang members, the Blood guys, because they actually seemed very human. They were involved with this stuff because literally that's how they grew up. Like they were in life. Like they also had a code. They had morals, and they wouldn't go against their friends who are like loyal to them, right? So not saying they're any angels by any aspect, but he totally played them too, and they're like, you could tell they were embarrassed and mad at the same time, and just like, how we let this little idiot do this shit to us,
right?
Like, he ruined everything. This little punk was doing it right in front of us, and we had no idea. We were just blinded,
right? And he wasn't even a real Blood. Like, the only way he got affiliated with them is because that one guy, I forget his name, but he was kind of like doing beats for him in the beginning, was a Blood. And when they shot the music video, I think it was Guma or one of those stupid songs he does. And he was just like, he showed up and I guess like had like a bunch of red bandanas. And the guy was like, oh, where's your Mexican bandana or flag or some shit? And he's like, no, I'm going to wear the red bandana. And he's like, all right, bet, like, whatever. And then, like, boom, just like that, he's affiliated with them. And he wasn't, like, a real, you know, he really wasn't. You know, and even, like, rap music. They said growing up, he was more into, like, heavy metal and rock and shit, which is kind of funny. But that, you know, kind of makes sense the way he raps. And, interesting, man. It's so funny, all these hip-hop documentaries, you know, came out kind of like it. Well, the Hip Hop Evolution on Netflix, I think, has been out for a while, but, you know, it kind of sucked me in, all three. But, Tekashi one.
Yeah, I heard about it. I just never, because I feel like there's been a lot of them like that that are kind of generic and really.
Right, because there's also the Biggie one, too.
Like there's so many, it's hard to keep up which one is good. Is it just like all fluff? But apparently, yeah, like you said, these ones are a lot better.
Well, the Biggie one was actually surprisingly good because a few people were like, "Yo, I seen the Biggie doc. Like it's good. Like it's really good." Like a bunch of like it was just like I think you and like. You know, like three other people, like were just like, "Yo, you got to watch this." And I'm just like, "Eh, I've seen the behind the music. I've seen, you know, like what else am I going to learn about Biggie?" But it was really good. It talked more about like his come up than anything, which
right.
You know, we learned about the Bazemore Boys and you know all that shit and you know, yeah.
He was a baby.
Yeah.
Like when we were younger, we looked at him like he was this like. Legit adult who's been around for like
been in the 50. Game.
Literally, yeah. Look at him like he was a lot older than what he was. A young 20s.
Yeah,
young 20. Think about that.
25 when he passed. Crazy. Yeah, crazy. 25. But he was, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, they're on the streets at like 13, 14.
No, I know. Oh yeah,
they
mature a lot earlier.
Yeah, you know, so they live like years of just hustling and rapping and. You know, by the time they're 25, they're like a grown man. It's crazy, you know?
Right.
Big U, speaking of Hip Hop Uncovered, I don't want to spoil anything, but, you know, he goes to jail, I think, at like 24, 25. By that point, he was like a legend, you know? He was like, he was known all around, like, practically the country, like in gang circles, you know? He was just such a big-time Crip, and everyone knew Big U, you know, not to fuck with Big U. And then he gets out of jail, and he's our age. But he's like, you know, you look at him and he's like, grown ass man. It's crazy. It's,
Yeah,
pretty, hip hop's pretty, pretty wild shit. Pretty wild shit, but love it. Love it.
I think, wasn't Tekashi in Rockland one time?
Like, well, supposedly he bought a house there. He had posted, like, wasn't there like an article, like, Tekashi buys a house in, like, Muncie of all places?
Yeah, Muncie, but I also thought he went and, Went to Clarkstown North.
Yeah.
Yeah. North, like basketball game or volleyball game.
He was just like in the like stands that. Randomly. like a North like, basketball game.
What?
Yeah. Weird.
It's crazy.
He must have just like, I don't know, was like DMing with like a girl or something. Who the fuck knows? I'd love to hear the backstory on that, but yeah, I don't know. We probably would know it if like we were in high school still, you know, like, like we knew someone that knew, you know, but that's a long time ago.
Yeah,
okay.
That's it.
All right,
Josh, where are you?
Juice. Yeah, I don't know. No juice. Oh well, he hates us now. So
yeah, whatever, Josh. I remember that.
He's with the triangle or the hectagon or the circle, whatever they're, you know, calling themselves.
Yeah, he said it's hot outside, but they're all wearing sweatshirts like they're going to Siberia.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's
what are you doing, Juice?
They probably got the AC. You know, booming in the casinos, you know?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
He's in the sports book, I think. You know, I think that's he took the picture before from the sports book, so.
Well, he was on the strip. He was outside.
Oh, right. Yeah, they're all in sweat. Well, everyone gets off the plane. You know, it's cold in New York.
Yeah, that's true.
Get off the plane, you know what I mean?
Tone, this is a great point. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? Still chilly here, but I think 60s next week, so.
Yeah, I think. By next week, well, I think we're like in the, you never know, though. It could be freaking 20 degrees on April 15th, so I don't even want to say that.
We could still, we always get like a surprise, like blizzard, I feel like, in March or early April.
Oh, my God, why do we live here?
Yep. But anyway.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I think that's it. I mean, I think actually I might begin that rap hip hop evolution today.
Yeah, definitely start it. You're going to be hooked. I bet you'll end up watching like two episodes tonight if you start it.
Yeah.
You're going to be. Well, the only thing is when you watch on demand, though, they make you watch the fucking commercials, which kind of sucks, but is what it is. So, yeah, definitely watch that. And we'll comment on it, you know, soon.
Who's the first episode? Just tell me the first.
Well, no, they every episode they just go from person to person. It's not like. One episode focuses.
Oh, it's like a mishmash of like.
Yeah, it just goes. It goes back and forth between each person. So.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
All right, Shmoy.
All right, Shmoy. Take care.
Call me here.
Peace.